From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. The development comes a day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
We haven't seen this type of trauma for a long, long time.
Rights groups have accused Myanmar's military of heinous acts, including killing, mass rape, and arson against the Rohingya. More than 600,000 Muslims have fled Rakhine State, mostly to neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's two-year-old government, led by Suu Kyi, has faced heavy international criticism for its response to the crisis. Washington officials say they'll work with Bangladesh and Myanmar to encourage the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya.
Search and rescue operations continued Thursday for three sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the twin-propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission, taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. It said the eight people were rescued about 40 minutes later and taken to the Reagan, where they were reported in good condition. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials say government forces launched an operation Thursday to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. In a statement, the military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign to flush out militants hiding in a large section of borderland. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least eight people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials said the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him.
The intention to derail this process, that intention was intense. But, as he said, the will of the people will always succeed.
And Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving Thursday, as they traditionally do, gathering with family and friends around tables, eating, watching parades and football games, and feeding the less fortunate. In South Korea, where tensions are still high on the peninsula, American troops took time out to enjoy the holiday.
This Thanksgiving meal that they prepare for us is absolutely amazing. They've really outdone themselves. I do have family back at home. I have a wife and two beautiful daughters. I miss them very much, but I'm here now and making the best of it while I can.
And VOA's Millar Sega says it also kicks off the start of holiday shopping season, which is known as Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
And France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. CNN aired footage of an apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off for as little as $400. The video sparked international outrage, with protests occurring in Europe and in Africa. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.